Mines, Inc., east of U.S. Route 13, 1,050 feet south of Road 482. A special use exception to replace a billboard and a variance from a maximum square footage requirement for a sign.
Name and address.
Dale McAllister, 14 Willard Circle, Dover, Delaware.
And do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give should be the truth, whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
Good evening, gentlemen.
Good evening, sir.
I'd like to start off with, tonight I think we have this one right.
Okay.
We're asking for two separate things here. One is a special use exception to keep the billboard as we have it, and the other is a variance to increase the size of it. I think the last times we were here, I was confused on that. So this time, I think, with your staff's help, we've got it right. And what we have is a billboard in front of the Hurry's factory in Seaford, down around Laurel, south of Seaford.
Mm-hmm.
It's in your county, so it's in between Laurel and Seaford, and it's an old wooden structure that's a 10 by 30. It's in very bad shape. The biggest problem we have with it is when we try to cover it today with the new vinyl covers, can't cover it, can't get it straight, message is wrinkled. So if nothing else, we'd like to redo it with a standard size 12 by 24 billboard, metal face, unipole, much better looking, and we can stretch the covers and put the safety catwalks on it. There'll be catwalks behind it, catwalks in the front, and so we can get tied off to it OSHA-wise and everything else for safety reasons. So that would be our first request. The second would be to increase the size of it. The current board being a 10 by 30, we'd like to go to a 12 by 48 so that we can put a larger cover on there. So it's pretty much, the one is a standard issue, the other is whether or not you think we should be allowed to increase the size of it. It's currently 300 square feet. If we got to 12 by 24, it would be 288, so it would be less, so it would just be a special use exception.
Mm-hmm.
And if you look at the lot and the shape of it, really not a whole lot we can do out in front of that HERS lot. It's a totally separate lot. So it's right next to the entrance to the HERS, I call it the HERS delivery.
Potato warehouse.
For the potato chips.
Yeah, for the potato chip.
Huts?
Pardon me?
Huts?
No, it's HERS.
HERS.
Is it HERS?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it's HERS.
Okay, I thought they were.
I don't know, I'm.
Right hand side, it's on the right hand side of the highway there.
Sussex,
just before you get to
Sussex school. West?
Yes, Sussex West. It's right, I was over there the other day.
Used to be Huts.
Used to be Huts?
Used to be Huts. Yeah,
but I don't know. It's HERS now.
Yeah.
Nowadays, if you can keep track of what company owns what or who's switching what, you're doing better than most of us.
Is this election billboard?
No.
Couldn't resist.
Sure. It can be if you want to rent it. Any politician wants to rent it, they can. But to be honest with you, most of the billboards you see along the highway that are large are not rented by the politicians. The owners are giving the space to the politicians for in-kind donations.
Yeah, well, it was HERS Wednesday. So
I was just going to ask you, Dale, why do you need more than the 300 square feet?
Because what we feel there is, one, the speed of the traffic, a larger structure, not only does it get more rent, bottom line is we get more rent for it, or the owner will. But the other thing is the speed on Route 13, they actually work better. The small poster boards are just that, they're called posters. And a larger structure, a typical larger structure, is a 14 by 48. That would just be way too much to be asking for. So we're asking for a 12 by 48. And if you look at the state fair, the slots, Dover Downs, the Harrington slots, those kind of places, that's the structure they're looking for. You know, the man who owns this structure, who will own this structure, owns one up the road in the town. I believe it's right near Bridgeville.
Mm-hmm.
And he rents it to the slots. So the slots, that's what they're looking for. So if he's trying to get a better tenant than what he's got on there now, which he needs him to have a nicer structure. So that's what he's looking for. And those are the people, whether you're renting to a national, you're renting to Budweiser, you're renting to the slot, those type of people are looking for that size structure, hence the request. Plus, we can get more money for it. That's just being honest. And in that structure where we're placing it,
mm-hmm.
it will fit, meet your setback, and it really won't have any impact of any building that would be going on there. So we honestly think it'd be the highest and best use for that property.
And these structures aren't inexpensive, are they?
These structures are outrageously expensive. To give you a good example, the one that's going up that you guys approved the other day that's only got four phases on it is $75,000. If you approve the smaller structure, I got a contract back on one today in Wilmington, $27,500. The larger structure will be $60,000, $60,000 to $65,000. The good thing about them is they don't go anywhere. They will be there for 25, 30 years, still look good. To give you the size, Dennis Silicato has two of them in his side yard in Milford. That's the 12x48 Grotto Pizza, Harrington Slots. On the way down here in Milford, Bruce Geyer has two, Harrington Slots. Mr. Warfel has a sign on one side, and the Mirror Inn. Those are the size structures that the larger companies are looking for. And they're not out of place on the highway. And the price of steel these days, they've just, brief history, Dennis paid $12,500, $25,000 for both of those. We tried to pull him two more and replace one, the contract was going to be $150,000. Price of steel, just roof, steel and concrete. Concrete's now over $100 a yard.
Okay. Are there any further questions from members of the board? Mr. McCabe?
No, sir.
Mr. Werben?
No.
Mr. Hudson? Mr. Mayor? Okay, hearing no further questions. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I will entertain a motion.
The chairman, I will seize where the request for the special use exception would substantially affect adversely uses of adjacent neighboring properties, nor do I see where, in respect to the variance request, would it alter the central character of the neighborhood. And we'll afford relief. I'd make a motion that we approve case number 10,261.
Okay, do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
We have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Hudson that we approve case number 10,261. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. All right. All opposed? Motion carried. The case is approved, sir.
Thank you, gentlemen. Have a great night.
Case number